Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another bonus episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am here to talk about books and reading today. So if you are a longtime listener of the pod, you know I love reading, and I only do these podcasts every once in a while. So over the past couple years, I have been doing a quick reading recap book recommendation segment, going over all of the books that I read in a half of a year, so in a 6 month period. But I have been growing and reading more books, and so instead of doing a 6 month period, since that would just be cramming a lot of books into a short episode, I am doing a quarterly update this time. So I'm going to quickly go over the books that I read from January 2021 to the end of March 2021. So a 3 month Q1 quick reading recap. So I'm really excited to talk about them. And why I do these is for people who are looking for book recommendations, or if you have read one of the books that I've read or more than one, you get to hear kind of my thoughts on them really quickly without being a full on book podcast. I really like sharing these. I love talking about what I'm reading, and I think it's just so much more fun to talk about what you're reading and sharing it with others instead of just keeping it all inside, because reading is such a solitary act. It's just by yourself, but it is so fun to bring it into this little piece of my community. So that is the gist of why I do this. I also like to give a little disclosure at the beginning of each of these to say what my preferred reading style, the genres I love, all of that are, because, you know, if you like something completely opposite of me, that will kind of determine where you lie on the spectrum of the books that I like. My favorite genres, I would say, are thrillers, some romance, personal development, business stuff, memoirs. So those are kind of the chunks of reading that I really enjoy. I'm big into thrillers, and memoirs is most of it, and then personal development sprinkled in here and there. So I am going to just go over the books that I read, and each of these, they're not going to be really long. When I say really quick, I mean really quick. I don't try to go really in depth on any of these, but I just want to just explain really quickly what I'm thinking about all these books and recommending them to you. If you like XYZ, you might like this book. So I read from January 2021, the beginning of the year, to the end of March, I read 16 books. So obviously not spending a ton of time on each of these. So most of them were in the memoir or thriller genres. And then there's a couple other ones thrown in there. How do I get my book recommendations? Really, this year, I've gotten a lot from social media and podcasts from people recommending books. There's a couple reading podcasts that I listen to. One of them is called The Stacks, hosted by Tracy Thomas, and she reads a lot of nonfiction, which I enjoy, and she interviews authors about the books that they read. And another reading podcast I listen to is called The Redheads Book Club, and that is more of a fun reading one, not as serious. They only release one episode a month. So if you really like book podcasts, those are two that I listen to. I think they're the only two reading ones that I listen to out of all the hundreds of podcasts I listen to. But another way that I find a lot of my books, actually, just gotta throw this one out there, is through Kindle Unlimited. So I do have a Kindle Unlimited membership. It's $11 a month, and then you get access to a pretty large variety of books. on Kindle Unlimited. I am thinking about canceling it because I also discovered recently that I can rent books from the library on my Kindle. So I'm a huge Kindle reader. I take it with me everywhere I go. And I definitely suggest getting a Kindle if you don't have one, number one. Trying out the Kindle Unlimited membership, even if it's just for a short period of time. I've had it so long that I've kind of read a majority of the books that I think I want to read on there, but they do add new things every now and again, but after a while it's kind of repetitive. And then, like, the library app and how it is integrated with Amazon and the Kindle, so amazing. It has saved me so much money already, and I only started using it like 3 months ago. So I'm excited about that. Quick plug for the Kindle, for Amazon, for Kindle Unlimited, and for your local library. Okay, now let's really get into it. I started out the year reading a book called In an Instant by Suzanne Redfern, and it is kind of a bit of thriller, bit of a coming of age story. I get a little slow when I start out on these. I promise the farther I get in, I'll go a little faster. So this book is about a family who is going on a RV trip, almost vacation, up to the mountains at Big Bear in California, snowy trip, and something goes wrong and they're trapped out in the woods and it gets really intense and one of the characters goes through an out-of-body experience. It will tell you that on the back of the book. I'm trying to say no spoilers in any of these things that I'm discussing. So, I really liked this book. The characters were really good. I love a coming-of-age story. Even though sometimes they skew a little younger, like young adult reads, but it was really entertaining and pretty intense. So, I like an intense read, a thriller. I was shocked about how much I like this one, and I was really happy to start out the year with this book, and I was like, okay, here we go. This is a good one. This is stepping out on the right foot for my reading of 2021. The next book I read was Fight Club by Chuck Palahniuk. So Fight Club, yes, like the movie. It's a classic. It is satire, which is not my style of reading. It's a book Casey recommended to me. He read it a long time ago. He loves the movie, and I had been wanting to read a book by Chuck Palahniuk for a long time, and this is one of those books where I feel like if you're a literary person, this is one of the books on the list. Like, you've read this book. So this one was a tough one for me to read and really get into because it is written from the perspective of somebody who is very scatterbrained, very overwhelmed, and it's chaotic. It's a really chaotic read, and it's really dark, but it is supposed to be chaotic and dark. You're really supposed to be in the head of the character. So if you like those kind of immersive experiences, great book. And it really did make me think about things. It's a lot deeper than I initially thought it would be. And I think that's what all satire really is. They obviously, if you're reading a satire, there's a deeper meaning to that. And it was dark and chaotic is how I would describe it. I definitely would recommend it. It's a much more masculine read than what I usually read, but I did enjoy it. And I'm glad that it's crossed off my list. And I think I will read more books by Chuck Palahniuk. Casey has read more books by him. And one of the things that he likes is that he just writes very differently. All of his books have kind of a weird twist to them. So stay tuned to see if I read more from him. But very intense and chaotic is how I would describe Fight Club. And if you've seen the movie, I would still suggest reading the book. Okay, the next one I read was called The Silence by Kendra Elliott. And this one I was disappointed in. So the previous book in the series was called The Last Sister, and it was set more on a tiny town in the Oregon coast area. Very intense. It is kind of like a true crime, thriller, detective, that kind of stuff. This one started out with an intense thing happening in Portland, and then the kind of detective stuff happening afterwards. Similar true crime vibes, but a lot lot slower moving. I thought this one moved pretty darn slowly for a thriller mystery. But if you are not into the extremely fast pace, it was still a good story. I really enjoy reading books that are set in the Pacific Northwest and places that I've been. So the first book was a place that, like, I knew exactly what they were talking about for a lot of it. And then this one was in Portland and also some of the mountain area in Oregon. And so that piece of it I enjoyed, but I did not love the whole story as much. I still rated it a 7.5 out of 10 on my little spreadsheet here, which I am surprised by. So maybe I need to adjust that. It was still good. It was a lot more political than the first, but also there was some good things to pay attention to. So all in all, a fine mystery detective read, not my favorite. Next book I read was Educated by Tara Westover. So this book was really popular. I had been hearing about it since it came out. One of the things I really enjoy reading about, learning about, watching documentaries about are cults and the fundamentalist Latter-day Saints, the FLDS, so not our normal, regular, run-of-the-mill Mormons, but the culty ones, those are my favorite to learn about. And Tara's family, this memoir documents her life growing up in very, very rural Idaho. And that's one of the things I enjoyed about it as well, because it was in Idaho. I enjoyed learning about her childhood and the kind of cult tactics that her family was enforcing upon her. And then her journey out of her family, learning about the world and education and college. It was a good book. There was a lot of hype around it, and I have read a lot of good memoirs. So some people say this is one of the best memoirs they've ever read. It was good. I don't think it was my favorite. Not the best I've ever read, but I might be almost, I read a lot of really intense things. So some of the things in the story were pretty intense, but if you're not used to reading that, it will be almost shocking. But if you're used to reading similar stories to this, it won't be as shocking or as effective, or as, I would say, almost memorable as somebody who is rare to read these kind of things. Definitely think it has a great point about education and then family and just a lot of things, a lot of growth in this book. Great memoir if you like memoirs, like you gotta read it. But there's a lot of good memoirs about people leaving cults. And even if Tara's cult situation was strictly her family, it was a good read, and there's a lot of books like that. And so if this is kind of your niche, you really like this one, I have a ton of recommendations for you. One of the ones I read last year was called Holy Unraveled, spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. That book was amazing and has a very similar storyline, actually, but it is from somebody from the complete opposite coast, not Mormon, but it's still in a religious family with very, very interesting tactics and interesting ways of governing their family. So wanted to recommend that one. That is one thing. If you love Educated, and I know a lot of people have read this book, read Holy Unraveled. Just do it. Those are my thoughts on Educated. Next one was a fun read. It was Girl With No Job by Claudia Ashray. So I listened to Claudia's podcast. It is called The Morning Toast. And so I was excited to hear about her book. So Claudia was, as the kids say, canceled for some terrible things that she said when she was younger. She has apologized for these things that she said. I don't want to get into cancel culture and all of that. This podcast is about books, but I think the way that she approached writing about this and speaking to it from a millennial's point of view, from the point of view who someone who had been canceled, who had been publicly shamed, who had made a mistake. She lost a lot of things that she worked really hard for because of these major mistakes that she made. And it was interesting to read. But she also, it was a memoir talking about her life and growing up and growing into this influencer career. And it's interesting. It's a quick read. It was fun. Especially if you listen to the podcast, I would recommend reading it. I don't exactly understand who would read this book unless you follow Claudia on Instagram, which 3 million people do, or if you listen to her podcast, which probably a million people do. So, I mean, there's a big market out there for her book, but if you don't know who she is, as with most memoirs, it's not as interesting. But if you're looking to hear more about social media, business, and then just actually a good memoir, nothing insanely deep because she's only 26. She's the same age as me and she wrote a memoir. But there was some, I wouldn't say not deep because she talks about losing her dad. She talks about her life with her sisters and that bond. She talks about meeting her husband. That's kind of the gist of it. It's very good. I think her target demographic are people my age who enjoy reading about these kind of pop culture things. So I'll suggest it. I enjoyed it. The next one was another one by Suzanne Redfern. She wrote the first book in an instant. This book was called Hush Little Baby, and it was amazing. Okay, Hush Little Baby. Talk about an intense thriller. I love reading about people on the run. So this woman is, she, you know, I really don't like to do spoilers, but she has to take her children and run away. So she's on the run, and that is kind of the majority of the story, and it's really intense, and it's just really good. I don't want to spoil it, so I don't want to give too much information here, but I was eating this book up. I did not want to stop reading it. And Suzanne, both of the books that I read from Suzanne were very good and intense in the right way. Nothing extremely gory or anything like that, but still wanting to keep reading more and more and more and just keep consuming it more and more and more. I don't know what else to say about that one, but I really, really suggest it. Really, really. Hush Little Baby by Suzanne Redfern. You will be like on her side, the main character's side, like through the whole book. You'll just be cheering her on and just go, go, come on, let's go. So that's a good one. Next book was called Boss Up by Lindsay Teague Morano. She is one of those business gurus. So, like I said, I like reading about business and personal development. I'm really glad that I have kind of steered away from that as much as I was reading it the past 2 years. There were times when I was reading like a personal development or a business book like all the time, and that's back to back to back. And they kind of wear on you after a while, and they all kind of seem to start the same, and like, it's like kind of repetitive. I think it's really beneficial to read every once in a while, but I always suggest either stacking it with a fiction book or something else because, you know, like I said, they all kind of sound the same. So Boss Up was about Lindsay's kind of her business journey. The interesting thing about Lindsay is that her big business growth was through a multi-level marketing company. And those companies work very differently than your standard small business. It has a lot of recruiting and it's just very different. You don't have to create your own product. It's already there. You sell. That's how a multi-level marketing business works. You recruit more people to sell this product and it grows and grows. The other interesting thing about this book is that there were actually some helpful tips. It was part memoir, part business, as most of these business guru books are. And I enjoyed them. I wanted to read this book for a while because I saw it probably like a year and a half ago and I saw the cover and it just looked like a fun business book to read. And then I learned more about who she was and there were actually some pretty good tips about self-confidence in your business. And if you're really starting out in a business and you haven't read one of these books before, I think it can be really helpful. There was also some good questions to think on, journal on, write your own answers to in the book. Honestly, good for somebody who is looking for a little business, social media, kind of pick-me-up, little tip kind of book. And she seems really likable as a person, but it's just, you know, I've read so many of these, and I obviously enjoy them because I keep coming back, but there's just something, I just want something a little bit more with all of these. I feel like I say this every time I read a personal development book and I do one of these podcasts talking about them, is I say, it's great if you've never read a book like this before. But, you know, we've all read, you know, more than one, so I guess it's different, but all of these are great for a first timer, or if it's within your first five of these self-help business kind of books, but after a while, they all sound the same. But that's my thoughts on Boss Up. Okay, the next one that I read was called I Can't Date Jesus by Michael Arsenio. I think I'm saying his name right. I listened to him on the Stacks podcast that I mentioned earlier, and I enjoyed listening to him, so I wanted to read his book. His book is a memoir, almost kind of like a dating memoir. It's chronologically going through his dating life as a gay black man from Texas living in New York. That's kind of the gist of it for a majority of the book. And I kind of thought it was similar to Sex and the City vibes, but obviously from a very different perspective. So it was interesting. He's pretty funny, loves Beyonce. It was a fun read while also having a lot of really deep topics covered. The topic of coming out to his family, who is very traditional and religious in some senses, and also just judgmental in other ways. And it was a good book, a good memoir. He also has another book out called I Don't Want to Die Poor, and that is a collection of essays. I think this book is a little bit better, and I enjoyed reading about his personality and just a very completely different
perspective than me.
So it was interesting to read and a good one. The next one was a memoir, but kind of also a biography of the men in her life. It is called Men We Reaped by Jesmyn Ward. And Jesmyn is an incredible author. She is very accomplished. And she wrote this memoir about five men in her life who had died in a short span of years. And one of them was her brother. And she tells the reader about her relationships with each of these men, whether it was a friend, whether it was her brother, these people that she knew in her life that were all living in her town that had all died in their younger years of life and for a variety of different reasons. And it really shined a light on what life is like, or was like, is like, was definitely a kind of time capsule in the sort of sense where she was talking about how life was for her and her family growing up in a small town in Mississippi. So once again, another thing that's very different for me, I've never been to the South. I have no idea what this is like, but it was a incredible read, and it really felt like you knew each of these men. And when Jesmyn and her family and her friends were mourning each of these men as we learned how they died, you really felt, you know, connected to these people, which is the point of the book, is to understand that these men shouldn't have died so young. So I highly recommend this book. It is technically a memoir, but it is also focused on other people besides the author. It's focused on really her community. So I really recommend that one. That is Men We Reaped by Jesmyn Ward. Next one, another memoir. This one was Eat a Peach by David Chang. And if you listen to the podcast, I basically talked about this book on a podcast episode. I think I called it Eat a Peach, Be a Peach. David Chang is a celebrity chef. And he has some Netflix shows. He has created many restaurants now. But his book tells his story growing up, how he got into being a chef, his chef journey, his restaurant opening journey, and then making more restaurants. And chefs are so interesting to me. They are such a combination of creativity and hard work and crazy work ethic and workaholic. Like, you gotta be one if you're gonna be a successful chef. Like, you gotta just keep your nose to the grindstone. You have to do grunt work. And then eventually, maybe someday, it'll pay off. Like, that is the whole idea of being a chef. And also, you know, he talks about the food, which I love as well. I have never resonated so much with a book talking about work as I have with David Chang's memoir. He spoke to my soul. I absolutely adored this book. It was just one of the best memoirs I have ever read. And there is nothing like extreme about it. It is just his thought process was so wonderful to read. If you like food, if you like celebrity chefs, you have to read it. Or if you're a workaholic in any field, you need to read this book. So I just, as you can tell, rave reviews for that one. I gave it a 10 out of 10 on my little sheet here. Next one was a thriller by one of my favorite authors, actually, Greg Olson. Greg is from the Gig Harbor area. He writes thrillers based in the Pacific Northwest, sometimes based on real life events, sometimes fiction. This book was really long. It was good because I love Greg so much and I just love his writing style. It was a lot longer and slower and a little bit more intricate than some of his other books that I've read before. So if you're looking for a thriller book, really anything by Greg Olson, I would recommend. This book I would definitely not recommend to start out with because it is one of his older books that he read and you can see how he has just evolved in his writing. But it is based off of a crime. This one is all fiction, but it is written like it actually happened, as most books are, but this one is just extra, like, I had to look it up like 3 times, making sure that it didn't actually happen. He references a book that is supposed to be written about this crime event that they're looking back on, but then that book doesn't exist, but when you're reading the book, it seems like it exists. I don't know if I'm explaining this well, but one of the things that this book does, it goes back and forth between the time of the crime and then the present day, which is a long time later, like 15, 20 years from what I remember. And it's just going back and forth. And it is pretty good, actually. Like, there were times I was getting annoyed with it because I was just thinking to myself, this book is taking too long. But at the end of the book, it got really intense. But I don't want to give any spoilers, but I don't think the end was as satisfying as it could have been. But I keep thinking about these characters like they were real people. Like, that is both the annoying thing about the book and the magic of this book, is that you think it's real, but it's not. But, oh God. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that one. A Wicked Snow by Greg Olson. I don't even think I said the title when I was going over this one. A Wicked Snow by Greg Olson. But really, read any book by Greg Olson. He's my number one thriller writer. Next one, another intense one, really, really intense. I am going to say a content warning for this one. I do not say trigger warning. I enjoy using the word content warning instead because I'm warning the content. Okay, so a quick content warning on this one. It is about a school shooting. So if you do not want to hear about that, do the 30-second fast forward to be safe, like 5, 6, 10 times. I don't know. You'll be able to tell when it's over. So this book is called This Is Where It Ends. Very, very intense book. I do not know how to say this person's name, but it is Marieke Nijkamp. One more thing, all the books will be in the show notes, and there will also be a link to the blog post in the show notes. You can go look at all these with links to purchase them on Amazon if you would like. So this book is called This Is Where It Ends, and it documents a school shooting. It is a fiction book, and it goes basically in tiny, like, 2-minute chunks from, I think, 5 or 6 perspectives of these high school students. So we'll say it is 8:30 a.m. and it says like 8:30 a.m. and then it goes to one character and then another character and another character and another character and then say 8:35 a.m. One character, one character, one character. So that's how it's written. Just right away, I wanted to tell people that. It is very intense, obviously. It's about a school shooting. And different people who are in the area, outside of the area, it's just really intense. And it's one of those books that you just consume in hours. Like, I read it so fast, and it makes you think. There's a lot of people out there who like to read intense books. I am one of those people. While the subject matter is very dark, it was still a very good book. If you enjoy intense, exhilarating reads, I suggest reading this book. It was very well written, very intense. You connect with the characters, and while the subject matter was hard, it is an easy read. I sound very, like, bland talking about it, but I don't want to sound like happy when I'm talking about such a dark thing. But I think if this sounds interesting to you, definitely read it. Duh. But that's how it goes. Okay, next one was another chef memoir. So I enjoyed David Chang's memoir so much, I said I'm going to read another one. This one was called Notes from a Young Black Chef by Kwame Onwuachi. Once again, hard last name, but he was on Top Chef. So Top Chef is one of my favorite shows. It's on Bravo Cooking Competition. Okay. If you've seen Top Chef, you know what it is. If you haven't seen it, it, like I said, cooking competition goes week by week, and it is done by Bravo, so I think it's better than some of these other Food Network ones because you really, like, get really invested in these characters. It's almost like a little bit of drama, like Real Housewives, but competition, it's amazing. Anyways, Top Chef, definitely recommend it. This book, definitely recommend it. Kwame talks about his journey to being a chef, and there are similarities with, I'm sure, most chefs finding their way up, but there are also a lot of differences between this memoir and the David Chang memoir, and that's why I would suggest reading both of them. If you find yourself enjoying one, then read the next one, because these chef memoirs are something so interesting to me because I love the journey of the chef from the lowliest thing you could think of sometimes is serving food or dishwashing to growing and growing and fine dining and opening restaurants and making a brand and franchising and all of these things. Kwame was very focused on fine dining once he made it. And that is interesting as well because you do not see a lot of black chefs in the fine dining space, and he talks about his perspective on that and his experience with that and him starting his restaurant and his life in college and his honestly entrepreneurial spirit in college, selling things that he should not have been selling, but growing that spirit and that energy into something that is his passion and pride in cooking. It's a good book. It's a good one. I'm, like, hot on the chef memoir train. I'm excited to read some of Anthony Bourdain's books eventually. And there's quite a few chef memoirs out there, so I'm excited to read more about them because I love reading about the food and the journey. Next one is another thriller, and it's another one of those ones that hops back from the time of the crime to the present day. It is called Open House by Katie Seiss. This one was a free one on Kindle Unlimited, and I was looking for a book, and I finally found another thriller I was going to try. I did not think I was going to like this when I first started reading it, but there's something about a book that covers time in college and kind of some of those dramatic elements of relationships in college or friendships in college that kind of just pull me in and really resonate with the characters. And this book, while there were parts there I was really bored, it was actually quite good overall. So if you enjoy that back and forth timeline, then I would definitely suggest this one. If that really frustrates you, you would not like this, because it is one of those books where it's like, okay, we're finally getting to know something, we're understanding, because, you know, with thrillers, they're almost always like a mystery. So we're like, okay, we're understanding it. And then new chapter, we're going 20 years back. And that just, you know, grinds my gears. So if that frustrates you, this one will frustrate you, but it is a good book with dynamic characters. Open House, Katie Seiss. The next book, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, because of how it is written. And another one I will say a content warning for, there was sexual abuse and grooming in this book. So if you do not want to hear about that, if you're uncomfortable hearing about that, do the 30-second fast forward. I'll probably talk about this one for a little while, so we'll just keep it going. This book is called My Dark Vanessa by Kate Elizabeth Russell, and it was read on the Redheads Book Club a couple months back, and everything that they said about it was very intense, and so I didn't read it at the time that they were reading it, but I came back to it, and it was very intense, haunting, gross. But you really get in the mind of Vanessa, who is a young girl who has gotten groomed by her teacher and basically thinks that they are in a relationship and wants to continue that relationship. And she becomes dependent on him, and you can see in this book how much she was manipulated. So it's not technically a true story, but the way it is written, you are inside of Vanessa's head and you're listening to the things or reading the things that the professor is saying. And then you are understanding why she would be thinking the things that she does. And the character is written so well that you understand why she would accept this and want this, even though it is something that you know very obviously is wrong. It was so well written. Another addicting page turner. Like, I could not stop reading this book, and I was just in shock at some of these things. It is very dark subject matter again, and it's much longer than that. It's a very long book, and it's a lot of just thoughts. It's a very psychological book about manipulation more than anything, but it's amazingly done. I have suggested it to some people, but when I suggest this book to people, just with the caveat of you have to be ready for something that is very intense, and it will make you just really think, and it will make you uncomfortable. But the way it was written, just so good. So good. On a lighter note, kind of, the last book I read in the first quarter of the year was called Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered. This was by Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark, and it is a memoir by the two hosts of one of the most famous podcasts out there, My Favorite Murder. I do not listen to My Favorite Murder, but I know that it is a true crime podcast and it's extremely popular. I listen to a ton of podcasts, but this is not one of the ones I listen to. I've listened to one or two episodes, but I am not a murderino, as they call their fans. I like true crime. I like thrillers, obviously, but for whatever reason, podcasting and true crime are not my favorite mix. This book is an advice memoir with stories of Karen and George's life growing up. I do not think you need to listen to the podcast to read this book. I don't think you need to even enjoy true crime to like this book. It was just a good advice book. I read it because I know they host a famous podcast. Obviously, I host a podcast. I like to read books by podcasters, and they're strong women talking about true crime. Like, they live a very interesting life, so I wanted to hear what they had to say. And the title, Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered, it's an intriguing book. So it was good. It was not, you know, the most amazing thing I've ever read, but it's actually, I think this is a great beach read because it's quick stories of advice, really. And you can read it whether you listen to this podcast or not, whether you listen to true crime, like any of that. It's just a good book. And it was an easy read and it was fun. So that was the last one. That was number 16 out of 16 books that I read in 3 months, January, February, and March. A heavy couple of months there. As you can see, a lot of them were pretty dark books. Oh my God. And then I read a really, really dark book in April. Holy cannoli, guys. I am just on a dark book kick. I have been reading dark books, I mean, forever. It's been kind of my thing, but I just like to tell people, like, this is, like, my style of reading. So if you are into that, which I know a lot of people are, that's why we sell these books, but if that's not your style, I don't want to, like, force these dark books upon somebody who obviously does not enjoy them. I know some people really enjoy the light and fluffy reads and just romance, happy, those things. That's perfectly fine. I used to read a ton of Nicholas Sparks. I haven't read Nicholas Sparks in years. I probably should because, obviously, my palette is getting pretty dark and twisty. So, but if you like the dark and twisties, I have plenty of suggestions for you. I hope you enjoy me going through these books. I have an idea for another podcast that I would like to do. Instead of doing these giant chunks as I do, I had an idea about, I announce the books that I'm reading, and then when I finish reading a book, about one a week, I'm kind of in a slump after this 700 page monster that I read recently, but normally I read about one a week or one in a week and a half. And going over that book, kind of like what I just did, just a very quick podcast episode, like 20 minutes or less. And possibly announcing those books ahead of time so people know what I'm reading. And then if you read along, it's kind of like a book club. If you don't read along, you can kind of know if you would like it or not. That's kind of my idea. So if you would be into that, let me know and I'll try it out. I think it could be really fun. If somebody else is reading along with the book that I'm reading, then we could have a guest on the podcast and we could talk about the book together. I just think sometimes these quick little podcasts are nice and easy to digest. And I love hearing about books. But sometimes the hard thing about book podcast is you already have your own books on your plate. You're like, I'm doing this one and this one and this one. And then your book club or your book club podcast that you listen to is doing a different book. And you're like, my plate is full right now. So with these super quick episodes, you can either go back after you finish the book, or you can know if that's a book you want to read later. You listen to it, you read the book, and then a couple months later, you come back to it. All those kind of things. So that's my idea for a Pish Posh Pages kind of read along with me book club style podcast. 20 minutes or less talking about a book. And the other thing I would like about this one is all of these would be a little bit fresher in my mind because I would record it very quickly after reading the book, after finishing it. So those are my thoughts. Let me know if you liked it. Let me know if you have read any of these books, or now that you know my reading style, books that you think I absolutely need to read. I am currently reading Untamed by Glennon Doyle. So if I continue with the short podcast, Pish Posh Pages, try that format out, I think that would be the first one that I try. So definitely let me know what you're thinking on this, because I really enjoy talking about all these books. I enjoy recommending books and having conversations around them. So I would love to have more conversations with other people and know if any of you are reading along to some of these books that I've read. So I think that's it. Share this podcast if you enjoyed it and tag us on social media at PishPoshPod, all the things. I've had a great time talking about all these books. And for the last time, I will say this. All of the books will be in the show notes. If you forgot a title, it's okay. They'll be in order that I talked about them. And then I will have a link to the blog post where, if you want, you can purchase the books. The blog post is great because it's all in writing. Basically what I said here, this is a lot more candid. So have a great week, party on, and get to reading. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.